सयो राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। सयो राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर तारी जय गिरिवर तारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर तारी यशोदानन्दना व्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीरा बन्धचारी यमुना तीरा बन्धचारी वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। We're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 6, Text 14. We'll just read it once and then we can. Nasi otagava ivayasya vashe bhavanti brahmadayas tanubhrito mitur ardhyamanah kalasya te prakriti purushayaho parasya शम्नस्तनोतु चरणः पुरुषोत्तमस्य। नासि ओतगाव इव यस्य वशे भवन्ति ब्रह्मादयस्तनुभृतो मिथुरर्ध्यमानाः कालस्य ते प्रकृति पुरुषस्य योः परस्य शम्नस्तनोतु चरणः पुरुषोत्तमस्य। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the transcendental entity who is superior to both material nature and the enjoyer of nature. May your lotus feet bestow transcendental pleasure upon us. All of the great demigods, beginning with Brahma, are embodied living entities. Struggling painfully with one another under the strict control of your time factor, they are just like bulls dragged by ropes tied through their pierced noses. Purport, Srila Sridhara Swami states, Nanu yuddhe deva suradayaha parasparam jayanti jiyante chakim maham tatreti atad ahu nasiti mitur mitho ardhyamana yuddhadibhi pidyamana brahmadayo apiyasya tapavase bhavanti natu jaye parajaye va svatantraha. In their perpetual battles between the demigods or devotees of the Lord and the demons or non-devotees, each side sometimes conquers and is sometimes apparently defeated. One may argue that all this has nothing to do with the personality of Godhead, since it is based on nothing more than the interaction of opposing living entities. But every living entity is, however, strictly under the control of the personality of Godhead, and victory and defeat are always in the hands of the Lord. This does not contradict the fact of the living entity's free will, since the Lord awards victory and defeat according to the merit of the living entities. In a legal battle, neither the prosecution nor the defense can act independently of the legal system presided over by the authorized judge. Victory and defeat in the court are awarded by the judge, but the judge is acting according to the laws, which do not favor or discriminate against either side. Similarly, the personality of Godhead is awarding us the results of our previous activities. In order to discredit God, materialists frequently give the argument that oftentimes innocent people suffer, whereas impious rogues enjoy life unimpeded. The fact is, however, that the personality of Godhead is not a fool, as are the materialistic persons who place such arguments. The Lord can see our many previous lives, therefore he may allow one to enjoy or suffer in this life, not only as a result of one's present activities, but also as a result of one's previous activities. For example, by working very hard, a man may accumulate a fortune. If such a newly rich man then gives up his work and takes to a degenerate life, his fortune does not immediately disappear. On the other hand, one who is destined to become rich may now be working very hard with discipline and austerity, and yet be without spending money. So a superficial observer might well be confused upon seeing the moral, hard-working man without funds and the degenerate, lazy man in possession of riches. Similarly, a materialistic fool without knowledge of past, present and future is unable to understand and perfect justice of the personality of Godhead. The example given in this verse to explain Krishna's controlling power is appropriate. Although a bull is extremely powerful, he is easily controlled by a slight tug on a rope strung around his pierced nose. Similarly, even the most powerful politicians, scholars, demigods, etc. may immediately be put into an unbearable situation by the omnipotent personality of Godhead. Therefore, the demigods have not come to Dwaraka to proudly display their universal political and intellectual powers, but to humbly surrender at the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. Om Tat Sat. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namo Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradayine Gaura Gadadamadaya Nagaragramatarine नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिधि नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So this is going to be a quick class because I am going out of station and also because this is our first trial we are going on air. So this is it, prayers of demigods to Krishna in Dwaraka as we recollected earlier. Krishna is going to perform his final pastime. Mausalya Leela, that he is going to disappear from this planet. And before that, he is giving his mercy to the demigods who are coming to see him. As we know initially, when the demigods went to pray to Krishna to descend, he also ordered the demigods to descend along with him. They came as members of the Yadu dynasty, the Yadavas. But you will see here in this chapter that Krishna makes a plan to make the Yadus go back. He did not want any of the Yadavas to remain. He sent everybody back. Though still there are people here claiming to be, we belong to Yadava community. I am from the descendant from the Yadavas. Even in here in this place you can see. If you ask them, they'll say, I am a Yadava. But technically speaking, all the Yadavas have gone back to Godhead. Because Krishna planned it like that. And before doing that, he met the demigods. Their demigods here have come to thank Krishna for appearing on their request and also to offer to Krishna their very sincere prayers, because like we discussed in previous sessions that the demigods are all wonderful devotees. They know who Krishna is. They know that devotion to Krishna is the topmost, but they are devotees with some desires, so they have been given specific positions by Krishna in the cosmic management, and they are enjoying those material facilities, but at the same time rendering devotional service and glorifying Krishna. So they have come here to Dwaraka knowing that it's time for Krishna to go, and that they would like to pay their respects to Krishna last. So within that prayer they are explaining here, Nasi otakava ivayasya vase bhavanti. That is just like gava means oxen. Ota means string. Nasi means through the nose. You know, the farmer, he controls the ox through piercing the nose and having a rope. It seems the nose is a very sensitive area for the oxen. And if it's just a small tug, he will immediately move because it's very sensitive. So how he controls the oxen, he will say, and he'll just give one tug, immediately he'll come without any restriction, without any opposition. So he is being compared by the demigods to a person struggling. I like your time factor. All the others in this world are just like bulls dragged by ropes tied through their pierced noses. It shows that we have no freedom, although we think we have freedom, and we are very strongly controlled by the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, not directly, through his energies. And the material energy controls us. Here specifically it's mentioned that Krishna's time factor controls. Krishna is also saying in Bhagavad Gita, Kalo Asmi, I am time factor. So the time factor very wonderfully controls everybody, however powerful they may be. Even we as demigods are controlled by that time factor. Very interesting. Krishna has such powerful remote control, he doesn't have to exercise any direct control. So it's mentioned here that Krishna is the supreme controller. And it says that those people who are enjoyers of nature and the material nature, you are superior to both of them. Enjoyer of the material nature are the living entities. And then here is also mentioning that struggling painfully with another under the strict control of your time factor. That because we are trying to enjoy illegally, in the sense that we are trying to lord over material nature and we are trying to enjoy. We are also called enjoyers, illegal enjoyers. When you enjoy matter, you need to forget Krishna. If you want to enjoy separated from the Lord, without remembrance of the Lord, right, then you are given material enjoyment, matter to enjoy. And that's what you want. If you want to enjoy materially, to see the other way, if you want to enjoy materially, you must forget Krishna. It's a general principle. So in forgetfulness of God, one who wants to enjoy, he is also called Purusha. A little advanced person knows, I want to enjoy, but what to do, this tendency is there, I shall remember God and enjoy. That is Varnashrama Dharma. I have to enjoy, I must enjoy, I am here for that, but it's by the Lord's mercy that I am enjoying, he has given me this concession. I pray to the Lord, remember the Lord, try to enjoy. That is why if a person is able to remember the Lord and try to enjoy, his enjoyment will not be much. He is on his way out of enjoyment. He is on his way to renunciation. He will be able to renounce faster. That is one stepping stone. Mostly people like to forget God while they are enjoying and then later pray to God for further enjoyment. In between. That's how it goes. You see, during enjoyment nobody is going to remember God. That is why it is a very difficult thing to actually, for the living entity, it's a very difficult thing to not be the material enjoyer. Therefore, he is called Purusha. Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte. What is it? Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte karanam gunasangasya sadasad yoni janmashu. Yog bhungte prakriti jan gunan. Under the modes of material nature, the living entity is called Purusha also. Prakriti stohi, that is situated in prakriti. Bhungte, enjoyer. Prakriti jan gunan. Under the three modes of material nature. And karanam gunasangasya sadasat yoni janmashu. And because of that, he becomes born again and again in different yonis, in different wombs, as a reaction to his material activities. But there he is called Purusha. He is an enjoyer. In this verse, he speaks about Purushasyaho Parasya. Means, Prakriti Purushayaho Parasya. There is Prakriti and there is Purusha. There are two types of Purusha. One is the Purushottama. Purusha Uttama. Out of all the enjoyers, topmost enjoyer is Purushottama. That's why it's another name of Krishna, because he is the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the supreme enjoyer. And the living entity also, he wants to enjoy like the Lord, separated from the Lord. That is the Purusha referred to here, Purusha Prakriti Stohi. And here, that Prakriti, material nature, is holding in its grip the living entity who wants to be falsely the Purusha. So in that, he is also called Purusha, trying to enjoy matter and material nature. But really speaking, he is not the enjoyer. He is the enjoyed. He is actually one type of Prakriti. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes two types of Prakriti. Apareya mitastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Then one is para prakriti and one is apara prakriti. That prakriti is actually inferior, but the living entity is superior prakriti. Both are enjoyed by the Lord only, because it is mentioned here that prakriti purushayaho parasya. Beyond prakriti, and that purusha is trying to enjoy prakriti, beyond that is you, purushottama, who is the reason for both of these existing and getting what they want. Right? Prakriti, you can say, is not getting what wants, just, you know, just providing what is required for the living entity. But both are under the control of the Lord. He is the real controller. You cannot exploit prakriti independently. You cannot independently exploit prakriti. In other words, its prakriti does not mean you are the purusha and therefore you can enjoy the prakriti. Unfortunately, that prakriti whom which you are exploiting and think you can enjoy is under the control of Purushottama. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagatvi parivartade. So it seemingly looks like it doesn't have another controller above, so you can jump on it and you can try to enjoy. But Purushottama is the real enjoyer. He is on top of both prakriti and Purusha, the false enjoyer. So both are called Purusha. Who? The living entity and the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord is a supreme enjoyer. He is far, far, far greater. So he is called Purushottama. He is called Purushottama. And both are called Prakriti. Who? The false enjoyer Purusha, living entity, and material nature. So the living entity shares two types of designations. One as prakriti, para prakriti. He is the superior out of the prakriti, and he is also purusha. He is a very inferior purusha. He is falsely enjoying matter. He has got two designations. He is para prakriti, and he is purusha. Purusha prakriti stohi mungte prakriti jan guna. But unbeknownst to him, prakriti and himself are completely under the control of Purushottama. This Krishna is explaining in the 15th chapter. Atavasmi loke vede cha pratita Purushottama. Because I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And out of all the Purushas, I am the supreme eternal Purusha, permanently enjoying. Not like this living entities who come and go. Therefore, I am called Purushottama. Therefore, in the Vedas, a title is given to me as Purushottama, and I am worshipped. Okay? So, this is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And the demigods know that these are all, you know, transcendental knowledge. Sambandha Gyan, how the conditioned living entity is related to Prakriti, and how Prakriti and the conditioned living entity are related to the Supreme Lord, who is Purushottama, explained very nicely in Bhagavad Gita. So the demigods know that. They also know that they want to be enjoyers. They have got a very good platform for enjoying in the higher planets. So they are coming and offering prayers which are very feeling because they know both sides. They know that I am trying to be the enjoyer, but I shouldn't be doing that. The Lord is Purushottama. They are addressing the Lord as Samnastanotu Charanah Purushottamasya. See? So, may your lotus feet bestow transcendental pleasure upon us. They are asking for shelter from the Supreme Lord and they are addressing Him as Purushottama. We know we are entangled in Prakriti, we are also trying to be enjoyers, but you are the real enjoyer. We know all these things. Please save us from this situation. This type of prayer is very humble prayer. Why? Although the demigods are enjoying, they know Krishna's supremacy. They know you are the actual Purusha. And I should be serving you. We should be serving you. But I have this tendency. And you have allowed us to do that. Okay, go and try to enjoy. As a loving, affectionate father, you told us, okay, you want to try and see how it works out for you. You try to enjoy. So this is interesting relationship. Krishna is not standing there and saying, I am Purushottama, you don't enjoy. Nothing like that. Say, try and see. You will not be able to. Because constitutionally you cannot enjoy like I am enjoying. But you can be very happy, very peaceful in your transcendental enjoyment if you continue to lose that spirit that I am the enjoyer. And if you think I am enjoyed, I am so happy being enjoyed by the Lord. I am Prakriti and the Lord is Purusha. There is only one Purusha. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He is the enjoyer. Everybody else is enjoyed. Ekali Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bhritya. And our enjoyment comes out of being enjoyed by the Lord. That is real enjoyment, transcendental enjoyment, rasa, taste of serving the Lord and seeking enjoyment. In fact, that is very high class enjoyment. But because of material contamination, the living entity is trying to enjoy. This is the saga, sad saga of the living entity. He thinks he can do that. This is what is being expressed here by the demigods, because the demigods are high class enjoyers. They have all sorts of arrangements for enjoyment, but they are praying like this. Even the best of enjoyers in the material world will not have that type of, in this planet will not have that type of facility. So their prayer is very, very important. They are praying out of practical experience in material enjoyment and understanding, and they are able to see the Supreme Lord Krishna and offer these prayers. Definitely Krishna is merciful to them. He is giving them his darshan and he is accepting their prayers and he is patiently listening to their prayers, and the demigods are becoming purified by his darshan and the offering of prayers. So, one thing here is the control, other thing is the realization of the demigods, another thing is the demigods asking for Krishna's blessings and telling Krishna that we know your position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Interesting analogy is this bulls being dragged by ropes tied through their pierced noses. How you can be controlled. And it's mentioned here that time factor is controlling everybody like that. So the demigods know that we are all completely controlled. We are not free. Although we think we are free, we are not free. We are completely controlled by the time factor. And the time factor is you, the Supreme Lord. So Krishna has made this very wonderful arrangement. We are all prisoners by our own desire. by our own, you know, desire to enjoy materially, we become prisoners inside the material world. And we will get free when we lose that tendency to be Purusha, enjoyers, and when we become servants. In the material world, everybody is interested in being master. Master, how to be a master, how to control. That is the real thrill. Nobody wants to be a servant. Nobody wants to be a servant. This mentality is what is material life. Material life, the mentality of wanting to be the master, the boss, wanting to control. And spiritual life means a person wants to be a servant. I want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to serve His devotees. This is spiritual life. Krishna Himself is coming and enjoying that. He is coming and serving Arjuna as His driver. He is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and enjoying that. He is coming in so many different ways as servants of His devotees. So glorious is service that even the Lord enjoys serving His devotees. Right? So that as soon as the living entity understands that serving taste, he becomes free from the enjoying tendency. The pleasure of serving Krishna, the pleasure of not keeping anything for yourself but fully serving Krishna, that is real pleasure. And Krishna Himself is coming and showing that this is the way you should be. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vam shame bhavam budav kripaya tavapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. So that is, these are the few points that I can glean from the shloka here. And the prayers mentioned here. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any question? Anybody has any question? Ratraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaura Premanand.